Nang binigkas ni Bill Shorten ang pangako ng partido para sa nalalapit na halalan, ang Putting People First, nung nakarang araw ng Linggo, mayroon itong itinangin na isang pangako, marriage equality.
We will provide the leadership in the parliament to deliver marriage equality within our first 100 days.
Pinagtibay ang paninindigan laban sa pagboto ng publiko sa issue ng same-sex marriage. Ngayon, sa naging pagkilos ng Partido Labor, maaaring mauwi sa kabiguan ng balak ng pamahalaan para sa isang plebiscite sa huling bahagi ng taong kasalukuyan.
I do not want this plebiscite unleashing some of the homophobic attitudes which I think poison the debate about marriage equality full stop. We all know this plebiscite is a tawdry second best option. Malcolm Turnbull never supported a plebiscite until he had to sell his political soul to the right wing of the Liberal Party to have this plebiscite.
Isinalarawan ni Bill Shorten ang nasabing plebiscite bilang isang oportunidad para plataporma sa tinatawag na kaganapan ng homophobia.
In modern Australia, no one should have to justify their sexuality or their love to anyone else. And instead of sitting in judgment, instead of providing a taxpayer-funded platform for homophobia, we will gift every Australian an equal right in respect of love. Nothing less.
Ngunit patuloy na naninindigan si Malcolm Turnbull sa kanyang naging posisyon sa pagsagawa ng plebiscite pagsapit ng huling bahagi ng taon.
We have a very clear policy, which is that every Australian will get a vote on the subject. Everyone knows about that. And of course, if we are successful on July the 2nd, then I have every expectation that the Parliament will swiftly legislate for a plebiscite, and a plebiscite will be held shortly after Parliament resumes, which I would assume to be in August. So I would hope that a plebiscite could be held before the end of the year.
Sinabi ng Ministro para Edukasyon Simon Birmingham sa Sky News, kailangang baguhin ni Bill Shorten ang kanyang pananalita. May paniniwalaan niya siya sa mga Australyanong magsasagawa ito ng makatwir at maayos na talakayan kaugnay sa nasabing issue.
Ultimately, having done that, we will have a more unifying outcome from that plebiscite in regards to marriage equality. You well know my views on this issue. They've been on the public record for a very long period of time now. And I will be voting yes. Malcolm Turnbull said that he will be voting yes. We will, of course, urge every single Australian, whatever their position, to adopt careful, moderate language, argue the merits of the case indeed, but respect the positions of their opponents.
Ngunit, sinabi ng leader ng Partido Greens, Richard Di Natale, maaaring magkaroon ng negatibong reaksyon ang plebiscite.
We need to recognize that a plebiscite will unleash those voices of hate in the community. It will do that. And we give those views legitimacy by endorsing a plebiscite. And that's the reason that we shouldn't have one.
Sinabi ng leader ng Partido Labor sa Senado, Penny Wong, bumigay ang punong ministro sa kagustuhan ng koalisyon at isinuko ang naunang paninindigan kaugnay ng plebiscite.
A plebiscite was proposed not because the Liberal Party decided that they wanted to progress this issue. A plebiscite was proposed because the Liberal Party decided they couldn't progress this issue because members of the hard right of the Liberal Party were too angry about it, and Malcolm Turnbull tapped the mat. After saying to everybody he didn't support a plebiscite, he's tapped the mat and given in to Abetz, Bernardi and Christensen. That is what has happened.
Mayroong dalawang anak si Penny Wong sa kanyang kapartner na si Sophie Aluash.